Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Memtes. We are holding on daf Memtes Amud Aleph. We're at the top line of the page, Memtes Amud Aleph. That's where we left off yesterday. So, says the Gemara again, we've been discussing over the course of Pesach, ironically, we've been discussing Shavuos a lot, the Karbanos of Shavuos, particularly the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres. The halacha is that on Shavuos, we bring a whole slew of Karbanos, but two of the Karbanos, two Karbanos Shlamim, the only Karbanos at Sibor that are a Karban Shlamim, the Kivsei Atzeres, are brought along with Shtei Alechem, they're brought along together with breads, and we've been discussing the unique characteristic of those types of Karbanos that are a combination of bread and animal, and we continue in the halachos relating to Kivsei Atzeres. So says the Gemara, Tani Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kamei Derav, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshachtol Nushum Eilim Ksherin. Difference between a keves and an ayil, it's the same animal. Keves is within its first year of life, and ayil is in the second year of life. So if you have Kivsei Atzeres, and you have in mind that you're Sheshachtol L'shem an ayil, L'shem rams, meaning L'shem older animals, so normally that's not called Shalol L'shma. When you have in mind that you're going to shecht one animal, L'shem, the same animal, just at a different age, that's generally not considered Shalol L'shma. That would be normally considered L'shma. But over here, we're dealing with the Yantav of Shavuos, where you are supposed to bring Elim as well. You're supposed to bring rams as well. And those rams are not supposed to be a Karban Shlamim. They're supposed to be a Karban Ola. It's only the Kvasim that are Karban Shlamim. So this is a fancy way of saying that you shecht the Kivsei Atzeres, which are supposed to be Yishlamim l'shum karban ola. That's a legitimate shalol l'shma kind of machshava. You're taking two things that are supposed to be a karban shlamim, and you're having in mind that they should be a karban ola. So the halach is ksherin; it's still kasher, but v'lo alu l'baylu l'shum chava. It doesn't count toward your obligation, toward the obligation of the owner. Over here, as Rashi points out in the fourth line, who is the Bailim? The Tzibur, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael still needs to bring other Kivsei Atzeres, it's just that these Karbanos are not pasul. So Amar Lei Rav, Rav disagrees with Rabba Bar Bechana, and he says, Alu V'Yalu! He says, absolutely they count for Klal Yisrael's obligation of Kivsei Atzeres. There's no psul over here when you have a machshav of Shalol L'shma on the Kivsei Atzeres. So I'm Rav Chista says, okay, what are we talking about? What's Rav saying? Why do they count when you have a machshava shalol l'shma? So Rav Chista says, Mistavra milsei de Rav. Rav must be assuming the case of Rav, the halach of Rav, must be speaking about because savur elim v'shachto nushum kavasim, that you thought these animals were rams, you thought they were two-year-old animals, and therefore they were the animals that were meant for the karban ola, and you purposely go out of your way thinking that these are the two-year-old Karban Ola rams, you go out of your way and have in mind that they should count for the Kivsei Atzeres, the one-year-old sheep that you're supposed to bring on Shavuos. So you, Dafka, went out of your way to have in mind the wrong machshava, but at the end of the day, you tried to do something bad, but you actually had the right machshava, because in fact, they were kvasim. In fact, they were the sheep set aside for the karban shlamim. So that's what Rav says. Look, it counts for your obligation because end of the day, shari kvasim l'shum kvasim nishchetu. You took kvasim that are supposed to be karban shlamim and you shechted them l'shem kvasim that are supposed to be karban shlamim. Now you may have thought you were doing something bad because you didn't realize that they were kvasim that were supposed to be the shlamim. You thought they were elim that were supposed to be the ola, but they weren't. So you were wrong about that. So you thought you were doing something bad, but in the end of the day, you shechted the keves l'shem shlamim that was supposed to be the keves l'shem shlamim. That's when Rav says alu v'alu, that yeah, counts for the tzibur to be yotzei their chiyuv. That's true. Aval kasavur elim v'shechted l'shem elim lo. But if you thought that they were rams and you shechted them l'shem rams, you didn't shecht them l'shem the kvasim. You shechted them l'shem something that they are not. But in this case, it's the exact opposite. It's not that you thought you were doing something wrong and you weren't. In this case, you didn't think you were doing anything wrong because you actually thought that they were elim. So you didn't think you were doing anything wrong. And in fact, you were doing something wrong because they actually were kvasim and you shecht them l'shem ayalim. So lo, akira b'taus, havi akira, then it's not going to work. L'baylu l'shem chova, it's not going to work for Klal Yisrael's chiyuv of the Kivsei Atzeres because even if you mistakenly uprooted it from its original purpose, still that's called uprooting it. That's called shechting a shalol shema and ruining the carbon. If you look at Rashi, akira b'taus, says Rashi, kigon, hi, this case is a case of akira b'taus. Because we're dealing with a guy who wants to do the right thing. He thinks that these are two-year-old rams, l'sheimola, and that's why he's shechting them l'sheimola. But had he known that they were the one-year-old sheep that were meant for the Korban Shlamim, he would have shechted them for the kvasim. He would have shechted them for what they were meant for. He didn't know. So that's why it's an akira b'tos. It's a mistaken uprooting of the shame karban. So that is an akira. V'rabba amar, and Rabba would say, akira b'tos, lo havia akira. And that's where Rabba's going to disagree. And he'll say that an akira b'tos is not called an akira. That if you have kvasim that you think are ayalim and you shech them l'shem ayalim, that is an akira b'tos. That is not called an akira at all, and that would be olo l'bayil m'shem chova, Rabba would say. So basically, on the top of this amud, we have a fundamental machlokas about akira b'taus. Is akira b'taus called akira, or is it not called akira? So Amar Rava. So Rava says as follows: umasvin nashmaitin. We have a mishnah that we can ask as a question on Rabba. So as follows. HaKohanim shepiglu b'migdash. Let's say you have Kohanim that are causing piggle, that are making karbanos piggle in the Beis HaMikdash. Do they have to reimburse the owners of those karbanos who are not being yotzei d'chiyuv because their karbanos are all being ruined by these Kohanim? So mezidin chayavin, if they are doing it on purpose, if they're purposely being mefagel karbanos, then they're going to be responsible for their actions and they have to pay the bailim, the value of the karban, for having ruined their karbanos. But hashogeg and peturin, sounds like if they were doing this pigle bishogeg, then they'd be pater. They're not going to have to reimburse the bailim for having ruined their karbanos. V'tani Allah, and we learned in regards to that, pigul and pigul hechidami. What do you mean? What's the case where the kohanim are causing other people's karbanos to be pigle? If we're talking about a case where the Kohen knows that it's a Karban Chatas, but anyway he decides that he wants to have in mind that it's L'shem a Karban Shlamim, well, hi Shogegin, Mezidin Havu. How can you call that Shogeg? We're saying that it's a case of Shogeg, that if there's Shogeg, they're putter. That's not Shogeg. That's a case of Mezid. If you know that it's one Karban, and you're having in mind a different Karban, so that's not at all Shogeg. That's called Mezid. So what's the case of a Kohen being Mefagel someone's Karban, Bishogeg, and therefore he's putter? Elulav must be the Kasavar Shlamim Hu, the Kamachashabal Shum Shlamim. That the guy thinks, the Kohen thinks it's a Karban Shlamim, and he has in mind the machshavos that you have for a Karban Shlamim. Now, what does pigle mean? The definition of pigle is you have a machshava that it should be able to be eaten chutz l'zmano, that it should be able to be eaten beyond the time that it's really allowed to be eaten. Karban Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. The Karban Chatos is not. It's only eaten for 1 day. So he has, it must be that the case is that it's really a Karban Chatos. Kohen, honest to goodness, thinks it's a Karban Shlamim. He doesn't realize that it's not a Karban Shlamim. So he has in mind, okay, while he's shechting it, he has in mind, I want this Karban to be able to be eaten for 2 days and one night, which is the Zman of a Karban Shlamim. But he's thereby making it piggle b'shogeg. The katani pigle and pigle. And we see that it is a good pigle. Now, here's a Kohen who's trying to do the right thing. He's not trying to be a bad guy. So the only way this carbon is going to get ruined is if you assume that someone who mistakenly uproots it, who mistakenly ruins it, it's called that it's uprooted. It's called an akira. Sa'alma, akira b'taos, havi akira. This seems to prove that a mistakenly uprooting a carbon from what it's meant to be. Mistake, because he's honestly trying to do the right thing. He thinks it's a carbon shlamim. But nevertheless, it's called an akira, and that's called pigle. He's thereby ruining the carbon. So don't you see that akira b'taos is an akira? A raya against Rabba, a raya for Rav Chista, right? That Rav Chista said that only an akira b'taos is an akira. Rabba said it's not an akira. So Amar Le Abaye defends Rabba, and he says the olam diyada dechatosi. Maybe the case is the Kohen knew that it was a chatos, v'komechashiv olashum shlamim, and he had a machshava that it should be for a carbon shlamim. How could we call that shogeg? We thought of that possibility, but we said that's not shogeg. If I know that it's a chatos and I have machshavas of a carbon shlamim, then obviously that's called a mezid. So how could you call it shogeg, says Gemara, uba omer mutter. We're dealing with a person who thought that it was mutter to be mishana, the shame of a korban. He didn't know. He knew that it was designated as a chatas, but he didn't know that it's usher to take an animal that's designated as a chatas and have a machshava, the shame shlomi. No one ever told him that. He thought that was mutter. That, in that sense, he's a shogeg. That's not called amazed. But that's not an akira b'taos. So therefore, we have no raya about what the status is of an akira b'taos. So raya number one, to try to discuss what the status is of an akira b'taos, try to prove what the status of an akira b'taos is, fails. Because that case is not necessarily a case of akira b'taos. Parenthetically, in the case of a kohen being mefagel in the mikdash, there is a kasha that a lot of the achronim deal with, which relates to why a kohen would ever have to pay for being mefagel in the mikdash. We have a klal in halacha, a klal in shas, and this klal makes up the bulk of an entire perek in shas, of the third perek of Maseches Ksuvos, called Kamle Bidraba Mine, that if a person is chayiv, does two averus simultaneously, one for which he's chayiv a more severe punishment, one for which he's chayiv a less severe punishment, he's only going to be punished with the more severe punishment. Classic example, you take a gun and you shoot somebody and it rips through their shirt and kills them. So do you have to pay for the shirt? Certainly you're going to be chayiv misa for killing them, you had hasra, edim, the whole thing, but do you pay for the shirt? So the halacha is no, you're not going to be chayiv tashlumin when you're already chayiv misa. So all the achronim ask, why does a kohen who's mefagel the karban ever have to pay? Well, that's what we've been discussing. We said that if the kohen is mefagel the karban b'mezid, he's chayiv to reimburse the owner with money. What do you mean? What happened to kamle b'drab minei? Now, this question comes in two forms. What's the more severe iser that he's in violation of? So the way the Briska Rav says it is that why does the kohen have to pay the bala karban when he causes him a hefsir of his karban? After all, he's chayiv malchus. What Isser is Yichayiv Malkus for? Not for the Isser of Lo Yichashev, because you don't get Malkus on the Isser of Lo Yichashev of having a bad Machshava, because that's a Lav Shein B'maisa. Machshava is not a Maisa. So you're not going to get Malkus for Lo Yichashev. But the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos writes that a person who has a Machshava's Pigel is not only in violation of Lo Yichashev, he's also in violation of Lo Sizbach LaShem Elokecha Davara. And Lo Sizbach is formulated not as don't have a bad Machshava, but don't slaughter a bad karban. What makes it a bad karban? Your machshava. The fact that you're having bad... But it's still a violation of slaughtering. It's a violation of a mice of slaughtering the bad karban. And you should get malchus for that love. So if that's the case, you get malchus for that love, why don't we say that you're potter from tashlumin? That if you shech the karban with machshava's pigel, you should be potter from tashlumin. Now you have to say that the love of lo yichashev, you could suggest that you don't get malchus on it. You have to say it's the difference between lo yichashev and lo sizba is that the Isser of Lo Yichashev, the Yisod of the Isser, is in the Machshava. Lo Sizbach, the Yisod of the Isser, is in the Shechita. Granted, neither of them mean anything without a Pasal Machshava. There is no Isser of Lo Sizbach of Shechting a Davara if you didn't have a bad Machshava, because that's what makes it a Davara, but the Isser is an Isser of the Shechita itself. It just happens to be that the Keren Ora disagrees with this analysis. Keren Ora in Zvachim on Chavtesan Beis is not sure that you get Malkus on this Isser of Lo Sizbach, because even though the way the Torah formulates the Isser is that it's on the Shechita and not the Machshava, but think about it. Shechting a karban itself is a mitzvah. The Shechita is a mitzvah. You did nothing wrong with your act of Shechita. When you do pigel, what you're doing wrong is your Machshava. So even though the Torah formulates as don't do this Shechita, that's a bad Shechita, well, it's not really a bad Shechita. It's a Shechita with a bad Machshava. So the Keren Ora is not sure that you would get Malkus on it. So that might be one answer to this question. Maybe you don't get Malkus on this Isser of Lo Sizbach LaShem Elokecha Davara. However, the Brisk Rav says a different answer. Brisk Rav says that only a person who has a Machshava's Pigel violates Lo Sizbach, but a person who has a Machshava of Shalol Shema is not in violation of Lo Sizbach. And the Mishnah, when it says Kohanim Shepiglu, doesn't really mean pigle. It means Kohanim that have a machshava of Shalol Lishma. And therefore, mele, they're going to be chayiv to be mishalim for the carbon that they ruined because of the machshava of Shalol Lishma. But over here, Kohanim Shepiglu doesn't mean pigle in the normal sense. It means Shalol Lishma. That's a Brisk Rav's Chiddush. And he says, based on that, we could explain a famously problematic Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Hei. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Hei tries to list off how many many avos nezikin there are. So the first Mishnah Baba Kama says there are 4. And then the Gemara says, really, maybe there are 13, maybe there are 24. Comes up with all different numbers of more avos nezikin other than the 4 listed in the first Mishnah Baba Kama. And one of the suggestions on the list is a Kohen who's mefagel a karban, that should be one of the avos nezikin. So Rashi over there says, in Daf Hayamad Aleph, what does it mean a Kohen who's mefagel? Kohen sheshachar karbanu shal Yisrael chatos, L'shum shlamim, a Kohen who has in mind a carbon on a carbon chatos that it should count for the sake of a shlamim. So here you have the Gemara says pigul and Rashi describes shalol l'shma. So says the Brisker Rav, that's based on our Gemara, that sometimes the term pigul doesn't really mean pigul, sometimes it really refers to a situation of shalol l'shma. That's one type of kam le'bidramine issue that the Achronim deal with. The other type of kam le'bidramine issue that the Achronim deal with, and this is dealt with by the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva and Yardei Simon Samach Tes, is a much simpler issue, and that is that in order for someone to do the avodah, they need to be wearing the big day kuhuna. In order for a kohen to do the avodah, he needs to be wearing big day kuhuna. It is usher for a kohen to wear big day kuhuna shelo b'shas avodah because the avnet has klayim in it and a shatness in it. We've been discussing a lot about shatness and tzitzis and everything else. The big day kuhuna has shatness in it. It's usher to wear shatness unless you're doing the avodah. Say the chalosa say you could wear the big day kuhuna while you're doing the avodah, but not while you're not doing the avodah. So if a kohen is mefagel a karban, so it turns out that while he was doing the avodah, what he thought was the avodah, since he was being mefagelit, it wasn't really avodah, it was an avodah psula. So it turns out, therefore, that he was wearing shatness. He got malchus for wearing shatness. So shouldn't he not have to pay the owner whose carbon he was mefagel, because after all, he's chayv malchus anyway for wearing the big day kuhuna at that time, and kam le bidra mine? That's Chassam Sofer's kasha. So there are two fundamental answers. Chassam Sofer says, no, the shear of the machshava that it takes to have a machshava's pigul is a single moment. That's not the shear of wearing shatness. To violate wearing shatness, to be chayv malchus wearing shatness, you need a shir shihiyah shalavisho pshita. You need enough time to dress yourself and undress yourself in that clothing. It takes a millisecond to violate machsheves pigul, but it takes longer to violate the yisur of klayim. So the amount of time that he's actually not engaged in avoda while wearing the big day kuhuna is a millisecond. So he's not chayiv for wearing shatness for that amount of time, and therefore you wouldn't say kam le'bidramine. That's some Sofer's teretz. But Reb Chaim is a much more yesodistic teretz, where he says, no, you have to understand how pigul works. Remember, we kept on having this klal throughout Zvachim, and again in Menachos, we kept on having this rule, that in order for something to be pigul, you need to be karav hamatir kimitzvaso. You need everything else to be just right, except for your machsheves pigul. Now, why is that so? Why does everything else have to be just right? So Reb Chaim says that even avodos that are done on a karban with machsheves pigul is called avoda. It's enough, and the raya that it's called avodah is that you need everything else to be done properly. Otherwise, it's not a machsheves pigul. So it's a different mode of avodah. There's good avodah and there's bad avodah. But it is avodah. You're not going to punish the kohen for wearing big dekuna shelo b'shas avodah if he's doing an avodah's pigul. Avodah's pigul has a shame avodah to it, says Reb Chaim in the stencils on Gittin Simon Kuf Samach Gimel. Right? That's the vart, that it's not called shalom b'shas avodah, and that's why you're not going to have any such problem. Okay, says the Gemara Vayikra. Rabbi Zera asks again, going back to this issue of akira b'toos. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol menach shenikam esu shaloshman ksheros. Rabbi Shimon, who we had on Daf Bezam and Bez, which where the Gemara suggested on Daf Bezam and Bez that Rabbi Shimon Shita is against the first mission of this Masechta. The Gemara tried to be miyashiv Rabbi Shimon. That was like one of the first sugyas in the Masechta where Rabbi Shimon says all menachos that you do the kmitza shalol l'shma are kosher va'olu l'baylum l'shem chova, and they do count to the baylum l'shem chova she'ena menachos domos l'zvachim, because menachos are different than regular karbanos, than animal karbanos. In what way are they different? Shakomit machvas l'shem marcheshas ma'aseh mochichan aleha she'machvas charev l'shem belula If a person does kemitza in a carbon machvas, having in mind the carbon of marcheshes, or he does kemitza on a dry mincha l'shema belula l'shema mincha that's supposed to be more moist, that's supposed to have oil. So it's evident that his machshava is wrong, because you're clearly doing. If I'm having in mind that if I say that I'm doing this l'shem one type of carbon, but it's obvious from my actions that I'm not doing for that type of carbon, because I'm clearly doing the actions that are involved in another type of carbon, so then my machshav is irrelevant. My machshav is not going to ruin anything, because my machshav is a joke. Anyone looking at me knows that my machshav doesn't mean anything. Machshava very often, and according to many Rishonim, at least Rashi, we saw at the very beginning of the Masechta, doesn't just mean in your mind. It means you're saying it. I'm doing this l'shem marcheshes, but everyone sees you're using a machvas. So what do you mean you're doing it l'shem marcheshes? It's obvious that whatever you're saying is ridiculous. So such a statement of shalol l'shma is irrelevant. We ignore it, and therefore the carbon works. It's all the bailu m'shem chova. That's true by a mincha, aval b'zvach meinokein. But by a zevach, it's not so. Shchita achas l'kulon, kabbalah achas l'kulon, zrika achas l'kulon. It has the same shchita, the same kabbalah, the same zrika. So you say you're doing it l'shem shlamim, and it's really l'shem achatos, or vice versa. No one knows that you're doing anything wrong, and therefore your machshava means something, and that has the ability to pass the karban. So says Gemara Hechidami, what's the case? What's the case where a guy is having a machshava l'shem machvas when it's really a minchas marcheshes, or vice versa? If we're talking about a case where the guy knows that it's a minchas machvas, and he's anyway having in mind that it should be l'shem marcheshes, so kimasem ochichen may havi hamiyaka kakrila. Who cares that it's evident from his actions that he's wrong? He's being oker it. He's uprooting it from its original intent. It's meant to be a machvas. He knows it's supposed to be a machvas, and he's purposely ruining it. Elalav must be the kasavar marcheshes. He must be that he thinks it's marcheshes. V'kakamis l'shem marcheshes. Meaning, here's a guy who's trying to do the right thing. It happens to be a minchas machvas. He thinks it's marcheshes, so he has in mind l'shem marcheshes. He has in mind what he thinks it is. V'ta'a, but he's making a mistake. So we say, over here, since ma'aseh mochichan aleha, his machshava is irrelevant. Meaning, since it's obvious from what he's doing that he's obviously mistaken, that it's obviously a minchas machvas and not a minchas marcheshes, so then we're going to say, okay, don't worry about his machshavos, it's not going to ruin anything. But it sounds like normally, if you're honest to goodness trying to do the right thing, and you are oker betos, you mistakenly are doing the wrong thing, are having the wrong kind of carbon in mind, habi alma akira betos havi akira. Normally that will ruin your carbon. That will be an akira. It's only by carbon mincha where ma'aseh mochichan aleha, where it's not going to ruin your carbon. So here's our second raya, that akira betos havi akira, that it is a good akira, second raya against Rabbah. So amle abaya, abaya sinam. The case is liolam diyadu de machvasi. You knew that it was a machvas. You're not trying to do the right thing, you're trying to do the wrong thing. You knew that it was a machvas and you were shechting it l'shem, and you, not shechting, we're talking about a carbon mincha, but and you were doing it l'shem marcheshes, right? You knew that it was a machvas, you were doing it l'shem marcheshes. So the ka'armit ki ma'aseh mochichan ala mayhavi. Aye, but we asked, who cares that it's ma'aseh mochichan ala? You're dafka being oker it. Rav l'taymei, dam rav, machshav de la minkura, pasal rachmana, machshav de minkura, lo pasal rachmana. This is Rav Ashita, that any machshava that we can't tell that it's an invalid machshava just by looking, so that's going to be a problematic machshava. But any machshava that anyone would look at it would never take seriously is not a problematic machshava. Meaning it's, we gave the mashal when we learned this sugya at the beginning of the Masechta. If I lie to you, so what's a more dangerous lie? If I tell you something that you might think is true, but I lie, or I tell you something that you know is obviously not true. I tell you that that I heard on the radio this morning that the sky is falling in today. I mean, you know something that's obviously not true. Something that you would have known is something that's clearly not true. Obviously, it's much more dangerous to tell you something that you might think is true than to tell you something that you know is obviously incorrect, is obviously false. So the similar thing by Karbanos. If you have a machshava shalal lishma, if it's not
obviously a problem, then if it's not obviously false, I should say, then you have a problem. Then it's a bad machshava shelo lishma. But if it's obviously false, I'm having in mind the shame korban milchas machvas, and everyone sees that it's milchas marcheshes. So it doesn't matter whether I'm being vicious, I'm trying to do the wrong thing, I'm not trying. It doesn't matter. If it's obviously false, then it's irrelevant. And my machshava is irrelevant. Doesn't ruin anything. The korban absolutely works. Fine. New mishnah. If you have a carbon tamid, carbon musaf to bring on yantif, let's say, so each one is not ma'akiv the other. You could bring the musaf if you don't have the tamid without the musaf. If you have multiple carbonos musaf to bring, they're not ma'akiv each other either. Every single day you have to bring a tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arba'im in the base of Mikdash on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Let's say Klal Yisrael had not brought the Kohanim did not bring in the base of Mikdash. That Mishmar did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Mm-hmm. So still, you could be makriv the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Am Rabbi Shimon, Emasai, Bizman Shayu Anusin, O Shogigin. That's only if there were Anus or Shogigin not bringing the morning one. Avalam Hayu Mazidin Velo Krivu Kavis Baboker, Lo Yakrivu Ben Arbayim. But if they did it on purpose, they would be amazed that they didn't bring the Kavis Baboker, well then they can't bring the Kavis Ben Arbayim either. They cannot bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Lo k'tiru k'taris b'boker, yak tiru ben abayim. If they didn't bring the k'taris that you're supposed to bring in the morning, you could still bring the k'taris in the afternoon. Every morning and every afternoon there was a k'taris as well. So you didn't do the morning one, do the afternoon. But when you bring it in the afternoon, bring the morning ones also. Bring everything in the afternoon. Make up for the lack of the morning one by bringing all the k'taris in the afternoon. That's dafka by the k'taris, not by the tamid, apparently. So the Gemara now, the Mishnah now, moves on to what seems like a different topic, and the Gemara is going to deal with what this has to do with the previous line of the Mishnah, that says the Mishnah she'im mechanech mizbeach hazav el k'taris hasamim. The only way to be mechanech the mizbeach hazav is through the k'taris hasamim. We're going to discuss this in the Gemara. V'lo mizbeach ha'ola el b'tamid shel shachar. You can only be mechanech, you can only start off the mizbeach ha'ola with the tamid shel shachar. That has to be the first carbon brought on it. V'lo sa shulchan el b'lachim ha'panim b'shabbos, and the shulchan has to be consecrated. It has to be, you have to be mechanech it dafka with the lechem aponim on Shabbos, v'los ha-menorah b'shem neraser ben arbayim. And the menorah dafka through the seven candles, they light on the menorah. So the Gemara will get to exactly what the connection is between that last half of the Mishnah and the first half of the Mishnah. Very interesting, though, about the tamid, the karmat tamid that you bring every day, twice a day, and the k'taris that you bring every day, twice a day. Is that one mitzvah or is that two mitzvahs? To bring tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arbayim. One mitzvah to bring them both? Or they're each a separate mitzvah. So this is machlokas Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, whether Kriyashma Shal Shachris Vishal Arvis is two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. And they have the similar machlokas, same machlokas, by our Kravas Shnei HaTamidim and the Ktores Shachris Arvis. All the Shitasim, is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? So the Ramban says in all these cases, two mitzvahs, two totally separate mitzvahs. They have two different zmanim, two different actions. Of course it's two mitzvahs. The Rambam says one mitzvah. So all the Achronim are bothered. Where does the Rambam get the idea? One mitzvah? Why should... It's two different zmanim, two different actions. Why would you say one mitzvah? So this Rav Shechter in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Simin Yud Aleph has a beautiful explanation. He points out that the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chavav wonders if a person makes a mistake and doesn't daven mincha, so can you make it up by davening a double mariv? So the Gemara says, Imtim Salamatav Los Balavis Mosval Shachris Shtayim. Granted, when you miss mariv, you could daven a double shachris. Maybe that's because it's Chad Yomahu, it's all one day. But over here, Tfilas B'makom Karban, V'kivan Da'aver Yomo, Batal Karbano. Once the day is over, so yesterday's mincha is over, it's too late to make it up. Mariv, which is the next Jewish calendar day, it's Avar Yomo Batal Karbano. So all the Achronim ask, Avar Yomo Batal Karbano? Shouldn't it be Avar Zmano Batal Karbano? Whenever the Zman of the... Why does it have to be a calendar day? If I have a Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, it's supposed to dafka be brought in the morning. So, granted, the afternoon is not the next day, but guess what? It's too late for the Tamid Shel Shachar. It is Avar Zmano. Why should it only be Avar Yomo Batal Kabbana, not Avar Zmano Batal Kabbana? Why does the Gemara not have the same suffix? If I forget Shachar, should I daven Mincha twice? It's Avar Zmano. Why is it only about Avar Yomo? So Shechter says in Yesod that you have a whole list of mitzvos where there's a Zman where a Chiyuv sets in, but you can't yet do the mitzvah. When morning comes, that is the mechayev of all the karbanos of today. Elamai, I'm not yet allowed to bring all the korbanos of today. I can bring the Tamar Shel Shachar now. I got to wait to bring the Tamar Shel Ben Arba'im. There's a fundamental chiluk between when you can actually do the mitzvah and when the chiyuv of the mitzvah sets in. So he says, when the morning comes, you're chayiv in both the Tamar Shel Shachar and Tamar Shel Ben Arba'im. That's the mechayiv. It's one chiyuv, one mitzvah. When can I actually do it? It's done in two parts. Once in the morning, once in the evening. Same with Kriya Shema. It's one chiyuv. And he says, the greatest example of this, Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chav says, that Gimel Mitzvot Nistav Yisrael B'Knisas and La'aretz, that we're chayiv, when we go back into Eretz Yisrael, we're chayiv to do three mitzvos. Number one, Lahamid La'melech. Number two, Lahachra Zaro Shalamalek. And number three, Lahavnos La'am Beis HaBechira. And the Gemara says it has to be in that order. First, you need to establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have to destroy Amalek and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So if it has to be in that order, why do we call it three mitzvahs that you have to do b'knisasam la'aretz as soon as we enter Eretz Yisrael? Second one can't be done as soon as we enter Eretz Yisrael, neither can the third. Only the first one could be done as soon as we enter Eretz Yisrael. They have to be in that order. Elamai, says Rav Shefter, the mechayev of all three is when you go into Eretz Yisrael. When can you do them? Okay, it has to be dafka in the right seder. This is just making an yana diyoma or an isru chag of Pesach right now. There is a Gemara Maseches Pesachim where there's a Tzadi Gimel, where there's Machlokas Tanoim, what the gedder of the chiyuv of Pesach Sheni is. Is Pesach Sheni a tashlumin for missing Pesach Rishon, or is it a regel b'fnei atzmo? It's its own yantif. L'may nafkaminas, so the Gemara says two nafkaminas. Someone becomes a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, does he bring Pesach Sheni? If it's only making up for the first one, well, he was a guy at that time, he wasn't chayiv in the first one, so it's fine. If it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, he's chayiv. Or katan shenis gadol, good bar mitzvah drasha, right? A child becomes bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. I got to remember for my son Yisrael. Actually, no, he becomes bar mitzvah before Pesach. Doesn't work. Okay, I don't have any children that it works for. So person becomes bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So what's the halacha? Is he chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Well, if it's tashlumin, he wasn't chayiv in Pesach Rishon. But if it's a new moed, he is chayiv. But there's a so that's pasha. That's what the Gemara says. There's a medrash of the Sifri in Baaloscha. Only mentions the nafkamin of Ger Sheniskayer. Doesn't mention the nafkamin of Katan Shehigdil. Says the Netziv in Emek HaSifri, in his commentary to the Sifri, unbelievable. He says because the Medrash holds that Katan Sheniskayer is not a nafkamina. That by Katan Sheniskayer he's vadai going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. My high, why should Ger Sheniskayer not be chayiv and Katan Sheniskayer yes be chayiv? So he says because everyone agrees that Pesach Sheni is tashlum in derishon. It's a makeup for the first one. A Ger Sheniskayer was a guy Pesach Rishon. He's for sure not going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Why would a Katan yes be chayiv? Because the chiyuv sets in on Pesach Rishon to do Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. It's just the mice of Pesach Sheni can't be done until later. A Katan was a Jew. A chiyuv could set in for him as long as the Maisa doesn't demand that he do it until he's a gadol. Just like the sheet of Ram Rutenberg quoted by the Russian third parak of Moed Katan, what if a Rachman al Tzlan, a 12 year old and 11 and a half month, 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah boy, loses a parent. Parent dies or loses a relative. Does a chiyuv of avelus set in when he becomes a gadol? So Ram Rutenberg says, yes! What's the mechayev of Avelus? The mechayev of Avelus is the Misa, the Stimas HaGolel. When Avelus begins, he was a katan then. Yeah, but the Misa can still be done later on. Shmokrova, within 30 days, it could still be done. And he's therefore still going to be chayev in the Avelus. Okay, that's from Shaftar's Yisod. Let's go weiter. Let's see the Gemara now. Baimir b'chir bar avin merav chista. Tzibur she'elam t'vinu musaf and ezeman kodim. If Tzibur does not have enough money for both a korban tamid and a korban musaf, which one should they bring? So hechidami, what's the case exactly? Ilay mitzmid the diomei musaf and diomei. If it's today's tamid and today's musaf, pshita t'mid nadivi davlu tadir mekudash. Then of course the tamid wins. Tamid first of all is tadir; it's brought every single day. Musaf is not, and also it's mekudash. What does it mean that the tamid is more mekudash? So Rashi says two possibilities: either since today is yantif, and this is a tamid of yantif, so it's just as mekudash as the carbon musaf, or that the fact that that tamid always comes first makes it more mekudash. So that can't be the case. Ella tamidin de lamachar musaf and da'idna. Must be talking about, we have enough money for today's korban musaf or tomorrow's korban tamid. Which one should we do? Today's musaf or tomorrow's tamid? So tamidin adivish kein tadir, o dilma musaf and adivit avlu mekudash. So in this case, the musaf is a musaf of yantiv. The tamid is for isruchag. So it's not as mekudash. But the tamid is more tadir, so which one wins? That which is more tadir, or that which is more mekudash. The Achronim have a famous question about a person who's able to do a mitzvah right now, but if they do it right now, it's not going to be as good. It's not going to be a mitzvah min hamuvchar as much. But if they wait a little longer, they'll be able to do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. So what should they do? Should they wait or should they do it right now? So the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, a very well-known tshuva in Simen Kuv Vav, the Chacham Tzvi writes that our Gemara answers the question, because the Gemara is not sure if you should bring the Tamid Shal Machar or the Musaf Shal Ayom. Now, what's the Svara? Because if you say Tadir Kodem, you could wait to not bring the Musaf today, and you're not going to be in violation of Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvos by waiting, because you're going to be able to do a better mitzvah tomorrow. But if you say, right, the other side of the Gemara is, no, don't wait for a better mitzvah tomorrow, right now. Do what you got to do right now, because right now is right now. You got to do what the chiyuv for right now. That's the issue over here. That's the question that the Radvaz has a tshuva ben chilek alef simen yud gimel about a person who's going to be let out of jail for just a single day out of the year. So should he take the first day available, or should he wait till Yom Kippur? When he's going to have the opportunity to do so many great mitzvahs on Yom Kippur, it's going to be a much holier day. But that's going to be waiting a little longer. So do you wait for the better mitzvah later, or do you do the earlier mitzvah right now? So that's a gedra of Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvah. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Amalei Tanisua, HaTamidin Ein Ma'akvenes HaMusaf, and V'lam HaMusaf and Ma'akvenes HaTamidin. And our Mishnah says the Tamid and the Musaf are not ma'akiv each other. V'lam HaMusaf and Ma'akvenes HaZeh, the Musaf are not ma'akiv each other either. So, hey, Chidami. So what's the case? If the issue is that you have a carbon tamid, and you have a carbon musaf, you're just deciding which one to come first. So velikdom, you're just deciding which one to bring first. Vatanya minayin shlo yedavar kodem tamid shel shachar tam lo amar varuch aleha olav am rav olal rishona. Well, that's a no-brainer. Of course you bring the tamid first. That's the din. Halach is you always have to bring the carbon tamid before you bring the carbon musaf. So that can't be the shayla. El pshita de lasle, must be the situation is you don't have both a tamid and a musaf. You have one or the other, and you're trying to decide which one to bring. So vidyo Amai, if it's the Tamid and the Musaf of the same day, well then why is there even a question? Tadir Mekudosh, Tadir Adif. That which is Tadir Mekudosh wins. The Tadir versus the Mekudosh, the Tadir wins. Meaning the Karmen Tamid of course should win. El Lav de Lamachar. Must be the case is that it's talking about the Karmen Tamid of the next day. And what does it say? V'katani ein makvin zezeh, that they're not makiv each other. Whichever one you want, that's fine. Tomorrow's Tamid, today's Musaf, Alma kiyadadi ninu, makes it sound like they're exactly the same, they're on the same level. So we're raising a shayla, which one is better, which one should you bring? Whichever one you want, whichever one you think. So Amalei Abaye says, no, you're misunderstanding the Mishnah. V'olam de'islahu. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you have both animals. You have an animal for the Musaf for today and for the Tamid of tomorrow. V'liktav, the issue is which one to bring first. U'dekashalach shalei davar kodem. Aye, but you said, what do you mean? What kind of question? Which one to bring first? Of course, the Tamid always has to be brought first. Mitzvah bi'almuhu. That's only din l'chadchila. But that's not ma'akev at all. That the Tamid has to be brought first. That's not a ma'akev. And therefore, even the Tamid doesn't necessarily have to be brought first. Okay, period. Tashma says Gemara, let's bring a raya. We always have at least 6 tlaim that are mevukarim, that have been checked for mumin, in the lishchas hatlaim, in the Beis HaMikdash at all times, in order that if Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were to happen consecutively, that lo adu rosh, so it would have to be Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos, so you'd have enough animals set aside for all the days. Say chidami, what's the case? Ilem adislay tamidin musafin tuvahavi. If you have tamidin musafin to bring, so then you have a lot of sheep, so then you need a lot more than that. You need 22 because there's 6 tamidin and 16 musafin between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So you need a lot more than that. So elav delesle. So it must be that you don't have enough for tamidin and musafin. And what are we assuming? You're only going to bring the tamidin because you don't have enough for the tamidin and musafin. So what do you see from there? Shema mina tamidin adifi. You see that tamid wins. The tamid is more important than musaf because we're saying, yeah, you only have 6 animals. Make sure they're all used for the karmen tamid. What about the karmen musaf? Must be that tamid wins. Lo, the elam d'islay. Now maybe we're talking about where you do have enough animals for the karmen musaf also. V'achi kamar ein poks mishish shlam hamuvukarin belishchas hatlayim dalid yomim kodem shchita. What we're saying is a special din about the karmen tamid, that you need them to be checked for mumin 4 days in advance of the shechita, which you don't need for a carbon musaf. You can't bring Karma Musaf that has a mum, but you don't need 4 days in advance to be checking it for a mum. Umani, and who's the author that says that Karma Tamid needs to be checked 4 days in advance? Ben Bagbaghi, it's Ben Bagbaghi. The identity of Ben Bagbaghi is an interesting discussion that we showed in Machronim also, that he's a ger maybe, whatever. Detani, Ben Bagbaghi Omer, Ben Bagbaghi says, how do I know that the Karma Tamid needs to be checked in advance for Mumin, 4 days in advance of the Shechita? Tabalomer Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'Mo'ado Ulalanu Omer Vayelachem L'Mishmeres Ad Arba Asor Yom. What carbon do we know needs to be checked 4 days in advance? Carbon Pesach. So we link the two. Malalanton Bikur Abar Yom Kodem Shechita Avkanton Bikur Abar Yom Kodem Shechita. Just like carbon Pesach, you need 4 days of checking in advance before the Shechita to make sure it doesn't have a mum, so too the carbon Tamid. So when it says set aside 6 animals in the Lishchas HaTolim, it means set those aside 4 days in advance. The carbon Musaf, of course you have 16 other animals that you need to bring for a carbon Musaf, but those don't need to be set aside 4 days in advance. There's no such din by the Musaf. So I'm a little Ravina Ravashi, Hani Shisha, Shiva Havu. Wait a second, if you got 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos coming up, shouldn't you need to have 7 animals? Because don't you need the morning of Tuesday? I mean, he's assuming, let's say, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday is the way it falls out, which is a problem because Lo Adu Rosh. But okay, anyway, let's assume for a moment that Shabbos, and then you have Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, assuming that were possible. So wouldn't you need one set aside already before Shabbos for Tuesday morning? So don't you need 7 animals set aside? So says Gemara v'Tameich, well, if you can ask like that, really you should need 8. You also have the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, so you should need 8 set aside. No, Halakash of the Basar Dikrov Kamar. No, we're talking about after the afternoon when Erev Shabbos is brought. You need 7 more. So Mikal Makom Shivavu, but still the question still stands that it should only have to be 7. Ela Tana Bi Al Makai. No, it must be that the Tana is saying in general you should have 6 set aside. Why does he use it's not talking about Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. It's saying in general you should always have 6 set aside. Why does it say Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? It's just a good way to remember the number. That over the course of 3 days, it's two tamids a day. That's a total of 6. It says the amount you would need for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't say set aside 6 animals to actually use for Shabbos. So we see that it's just giving me a number, but it's not telling me that you actually, that this is the actual situation when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah coincides with each other. Okay, stop there.